Mona stretched her legs for the very first time. As she crawled along a green milkweed leaf on a warm spring day in Ohio, was a moment of awe for her, a young caterpillar who had just emerged from her egg here on this very leaf. She'd never seen the sunlight before or felt her little legs wriggle across the leaves. Tiny, green and translucent, Mona looked at the meadow around her in wonderment. Toward the ground, she could see layers of green, emerald, Kelly and olive. Her eyesight was fuzzy, so she couldn't make out the exact shape, but she was pretty sure they were leaves. Above, Mona saw the endless, pale blue sky. Her eyes registered the rays of light that bounced off her leaf, making it glow. All around, she could hear birds chirping happily and bees buzzing merrily as they pollinated the flowering plants. Mona's stomach began to rumble. Instinctively, she turned to the egg casing that she had just emerged from and started to munch on it. The crunchy yellow shell was filled with nutrients, but it wasn't enough to fill her stomach. As soon as she finished her egg casing, Mona began eating the milkweed plant she was sitting on. The oval leaf was covered in lime green veins. It was thick, and when she bit into it, milky sap began to spill out. The thick, gooey substance dripped down the leaf in beads. Mona ate the leaf while crawling in a circle, careful not to step in the growing pool of sticky sap. The milkweed leaf tasted delicious. She enjoyed how each leaf looked the same, but up close, they were all slightly different. It made for an interesting meal, which was good because Mona was awfully hungry. She consumed leaf after leaf, traveling in a spiral up the milkweed plant, and nibbling holes in the leaves as she went. After a few short days had passed, Mona finally began to feel full. She felt herself wanting to slow down and noticed a slight pressure, not in her tummy, but on her skin. It felt similar to when she'd emerged from her egg. Then, a bulge appeared near Mona's head, and her outer skin came loose. She squirmed and wiggled until she climbed out of her old skin. Now, Mona had peach fuzz and tiny tentacles that helped her crawl faster. She was fond of this brand new outfit. No longer see-through and green, Mona now had thin stripes that were white, yellow, and black, running up and down her body. But this outfit came with a new appetite. Mona spent most of the night eating. Once in a while, she rested, settling down onto a leaf and falling asleep with her eyes open. She felt safe and sound on her milkweed plant, where her only concern was filling her tummy. Days passed, and Mona kept growing and nibbling on plants. She shed her skin a few more times, and before long, Mona was finally a fully grown caterpillar. In just a few weeks, she'd become about 2.5 centimeters long. The days were growing longer as spring turned into summer. The meadow was in full bloom. Mona kept on eating, now preparing for her metamorphosis into a butterfly. Different types of milkweed grew in this blossoming field, and Mona sampled them all. There was yellow poke milkweed, purple milkweed, bright orange butterfly milkweed, and more. They each produced tiny buds that looked like berries until they blossomed, revealing clusters of colorful petals. One quiet morning, Mona sat on top of the purple milkweed plant she called home. The leaves rustled occasionally in the wind, but Mona herself was too light to rattle them. She marveled at the obscure rainbow of plants that grew all around. She'd been enjoying herself, lazily exploring the different flora, eating tasty leaves from each of them. But now, she needed to find a safe place where she could enter her chrysalis phase. She wriggled from plant to plant and spent nearly an entire day searching for the perfect location. Until now, most of her life was spent on milkweed plants, but she wanted something new.